Away. In they go. Just the five runners here to open the card. So $1.35, Jekyll and Hyde. Midnight Aztec back to $2.90, but has been supported. All in, green light. There were travels. First of a dozen at Bulleye. Ready. And racing, Jekyll and Hyde away quickly out wide. Midnight Aztec straight out the last, and Jekyll and Hyde crosses and leads two lengths on Mr. Sniper. The inside loaded dice. They were followed then by Midnight Aztec, working up the third and last with Bullets back. But they let Jekyll and Hyde get right away on the corner. It'll turn six in front of Midnight Aztec and loaded dice. Jekyll and Hyde clear. Midnight Aztec set it up two, giving it too much start. And Jekyll and Hyde two lengths to Midnight Aztec. 12 lengths away, loaded dice third, followed by Mr. Sniper and Bullets back last. And they've run around 22.50. Number 8, Jekyll and Hyde got about 8 in front down the side. That was enough to get home. Midnight Aztec just simply gave the eventual winner too much start. Ray Thomas second. So he's getting a bit frustrating, the second dog now. And third, we'll go to one loaded dice trained by Sarah Hopkins. Number 2 should be fourth, waiting for that to come up. Splits of 6.51, 15.99. No other details on the semaphore board at this stage, but it'll be 8, 5 and 1. And 22.54, the amended time, 22.54. It was 6.55 home, and the official numbers are 8, 5, 1 and 2. The interims, 8, 5, 1, 2. And the margins on the previous, the winner has been able to score by, just waiting for that to come up. They're just stuttering along here into the semaphore board at the moment, all these details. There it is, 2.25 lengths in favour of the winner, with 10.5 between second and third. 2.25, 10.5, 22.54, the time, 8.5.12 after race number one. All right, as we wait for the all clear on the first, race number 2, no scratching, 7 the run. The second is due at 3:36.